Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, hey, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, welcoming our listening audience to this show, Home-Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. Hey, great day to be alive. Every day above ground is a great day. Hey, well, you know, we're going to do today is mix it up here a little bit different today. We're going to take in the first 15 minutes of the show. We'll, you know, share with you some good content. And then the second 15 minutes of the show, you know, I've been getting some requests from people about what is it that I do besides coaching and what home-based business I am in. And so, me and I, we're going to be doing a little bit different here on the show. We're going to be basically sharing with folk content in the first half of the show, which is the first 15 minutes. And then in the second half of the show, the last 15 minutes, we're going to be presenting you with an opportunity. Or as they would say in church, you know, hey, you come in and you do a sermon, and, you know, you always close your sermon out with letting people know, hey, the church is open for membership. So, you know, hey, we're going to do our membership piece around the end of the show and let you know that the church is open for membership. All right. And when we say church, we're talking about home-based businesses. Hey, we was all day, and I want to thank my wife yesterday for sharing the story about Mr. B. And we had quite a few listeners yesterday that tuned in here. That, so I hope, again, that you apply the lesson that was learned from that, the lesson that was learned from that particular sale or service that Napoleon Hill talked about was, you know, how to make what you do a benefit for someone else. In this case, a benefit for society in terms of Mr. B. And when you make what you do a benefit for someone else, then people are more likely to buy in. Okay. We were going over some questions that you need to ask yourself, and those were questions from success to positive mental attitude. We covered that on Monday. We're going to go back and come back up and go through some of the other questions that Napoleon Hill and Dr. Clement Stone asked people to take a look at. And this is so important, you know, for those of us that have a home-based business, whether you have a home-based business in network marketing or whether you have another type of home-based business. I know a lot of people that listen to this show are networkers, and so, you know, it's important that we also be able to analyze ourselves and also make sure that we have a positive mental attitude, PMA, positive mental attitude versus NMA, negative mental attitude. You know, negative mental attitude is when you go, hey, are you just as good if you're doing a presentation when one person shows up as if you was expecting 50 people to show up? See, negative mental attitude is 50 people were supposed to show up, one showed up, you cancel the thing because you feel as though the other 49 people were more important than the one that did show up. Positive mental attitude say, hey, God still sent somebody. And whoever he sent, that's the winner, and that's who I need to pour, what I need to pour into. See, it's easy to speak to a crowd. It's easy to speak to a crowd. Now, some people say, wow, no, it's not all them people. No, it's easy to speak to a crowd. You're excited because a whole bunch of people, see, but when you expected a whole bunch, only one or two show up. See, that's when you find out if you're really into what you're doing. Which leads us to the next thing that you need to ask yourself yes or no questions on. That is going the extra mile. One, do you make a habit of rendering more and better service than you are paid for? See, some people, I've heard people say, they don't pay me for that. I ain't doing that. They'll pay me for that. I ain't doing it. Do you make it a habit of rendering more and better service than you were paid for? See, that's going that extra mile. That's when one person showed up. You was looking for 50. Said, well, you know, man, you was supposed to have 50 people here, but one person showing up, I ain't speaking. See, that's that negative mental attitude. You're going to render, you want to render more service than you're being paid for. You go for it. Next, do you know when an employer is entitled to more pay? This is important, especially if you have other people working for you. Do you know when an employer is entitled to more pay, yes or no? Do you know of anyone who has achieved success in any calling without doing more than he or she was paid to do? See. Do you know of anyone who has achieved success in any calling without doing more than he or she was paid to do? If you want something bad, you're going to do more. If you really, you know, you claim you want it, but, you know, hey, you know, you ain't willing to do the extra, go the extra mile, don't expect to get it. Okay? Just being straight up with you, don't expect to get it. Next, do you believe anyone has the right to expect an increase in salary unless he or she is doing more than he or she is paid for? No. You say yes or no questions, you know, hey. And if you were your own employer, and this is a great one here, if you were your own employer, would you be satisfied with the sort of service you are now rendering as an employee? Great question. Great question. If you were your own employer, which you are, but I'm saying, you know, if you was working for somebody else, would you be satisfied with the sort of service you are now rendering as an employee for them? Would you be? Yes or no? Great question. Okay, that leads us to the next category of yes or no questions you need to ask yourself. And it's called accurate thinking. Accurate thinking. Do you make it your duty constantly to learn more about your occupation? Or in this case, your business. Do you make it your duty to constantly to learn more about your occupation or your duty? And this is very important, you know, especially for these networkers out there. You know, you networkers, you're building the downline. And, you know, you got people on your downline. I like to call them business partners. And this is one thing I always ask my business partners. Are you making it your duty to learn more about our business? Or do you think that burden is for me to teach you everything? See? It's your business. You know, initially, yes, because I'm the one that sponsored you. I need to make sure that you understand the basic building blocks of the business and where to go to get more information. Now, it's your duty to constantly learn more about your business. Next question. Is it your habit to express opinions on subjects with which you are not familiar? Ooh. You know, that one really burns me up with folks. People trying to tell me about something they're not familiar with. See, you know, is it your habit to express opinions on subjects in which you're not familiar? Go get the knowledge, please. Next, do you know how to find the facts when you need knowledge? This is one of the greatest things that college taught me, research. You know, a lot of other stuff they could have kept. But, you know, the greatest thing that I learned in going to a university was how to do research. Do you know how to find the facts when you need knowledge? You got to find the facts about what it is that you're doing in your industry and being able to deal with that. Okay, this leads us to the next category of questions, which is self-discipline. Self-discipline. Already got some great questions in here. You need to ask yourself yes or no. Do you hold your tongue when you're angry? Yes or no? Do you hold your tongue when you're angry? You know, sometimes, you know, we get angry and we lash out. Do you hold your tongue when you get angry? Okay, next question is it your habit to speak before you think? Woo, man. Yes or no? Is it your habit to speak before you think? Next, all of these around questions around self-discipline, which is something you really got to have a lot of, be a, you know, successful business on. Next, do you lose your patience easily? Do you lose your patience easily? Yes or no? Next, are you generally even-tempered? And next, is it your habit to allow your emotions to overpower your reason? Ooh, some real great questions here. Real, real great questions. Is it your habit to allow your emotions to overpower your reason? Well, hey, I hope, you know, you really focus in on these questions. We're going to go through one more set, and then that'll bring us to the halfway point in the show, and then we're going to shift gears here. The next set is around mastermind. One of the things you know, that Napoleon Hill talks about and W. Clement Stone talks about in their book, and Napoleon talks about in mostly all of his books, is forming a mastermind alliance with people. One of the things in that, you know, if you form a mastermind alliance, it will only work if there's harmony between people. You can't have a mastermind group and a bunch of everybody trying to be cutthroats. It's got to be harmony. When there's no harmony, it doesn't work. Okay, yes or no? Are you influencing other people to help you obtain your goal in life? Are you influencing other people to help you obtain your goal in life? You have to have the help of others. Next, do you believe that a person can succeed in life without the aid of others? Yes or no? Do you believe a person can easily succeed in their occupation if they are opposed by their spouse or other members of their family? Basically, it's asking, do you believe you can succeed if, you know, you are opposed by your spouse or other members of your family? Are there advantages when an employer and an employee work together in harmony? Yes or no? Are you proud when a group to which you belong is praised? Are you proud when a group to which you belong is praised? Okay, hey, that's going to bring us over here to get set up for the second half of the show. And what we want to do as we set up for the second half of the show here is set the stage with our focus, and our focus is to okay. Our focus is, you know, hey, we're getting ready to set the stage, and you know, and you want to think about your time, my time. You know, we're going to bring up our theme song, My Time, and then when we come back from that, I'm going to share with you an opportunity that you can apply to what it is that you're already doing. Or, you know, basically, if you have an opportunity, great. Maybe this will also help you with how to be able to share your opportunity with other people. But every day, I'm going to make sure that I definitely get this out, because if it's not, you know, then you know, hey, what good is it if you're not willing to share? It's the same thing. If you go to a church, you expect at the end of the service for them to let you know that, hey, the church is open for those that need a church home. And so, hey, Home-Based Business 101, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show. And, hey, the home-based business opportunity is open for those that need a home-based business home. And with that, I'm going to bring up my theme song, and then I'm going to come back and share some content with you around home-based business.
All the rising, all the heat, wake up the world I want.
All right, it's my time. That's right, it's your time also. It's your time to get ready to boldly go where you want to go. And so we want to focus on sharing with you an opportunity. And you know, the opportunity that I'm going to share with you is in network marketing. And hey, I saw a quote from a person that said, work is for people afraid to do network marketing. Hey, I think that quote says it all. So, you know, hey, for people that are afraid to do network marketing, then you best stick with work. Okay. And again, that's not a put down on people. That's just basically you got to find what works for you. But if you're willing to take a chance, if you're willing to become, as someone said, cognitively hardwired to be a networker, then you want to listen to this next message. And after this message, I will share with you the opportunity that you can take advantage of.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. Even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament. I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. And all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again, if you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay, you've been given permission to get after it, and I'm going to give you a way to get after it. Because since you have permission, you want to make sure you understand that you need to go after it. Now, what I'm going to do is share with you our business opportunity in which you can apply what Mark Yelnell talked about and go after. So, sit back and listen.
Get ready to hear about a fun, exciting, and profitable home-based business. Think about this. If you had more time and more money, what would you do? 99 out of 100 people surveyed said they would travel. Everyone loves a vacation, and you know when they do, someone gets paid. On cruises, all-inclusive vacations and resorts, airline tickets and hotel packages, golfing and spa packages, concert tickets, theater tickets and sporting events, passports, visas, rental cars, and more. Thousands of people are enjoying the income opportunities available in the travel industry. Why not you? We got our start in the travel industry, changing the way people buy travel by turning brick-and-mortar to click-and-order. We have over 80 years of combined experience in successful home businesses. We've sold over $2 billion in travel and paid over $120 million in travel commissions to people just like you. We've been featured in Travel Weekly's Power List of the top 100 travel agencies out of tens of thousands of travel agencies for 6 years in a row. We've won Carnival's coveted Pinnacle Awards many times, being the best of the best by Travel Impressions, earned prestigious awards from other vendors like Apple Vacations. And one of our founders was even named one of the most influential people in travel. The travel industry is solid, and it's larger than any other industry on the planet. The $7 trillion global travel industry dwarfs the auto industry, the health and wellness industry, computers, and movie production industries combined. With over $1.8 trillion in sales in the United States alone, it is the number one U.S. export. And because of that fact, nearly 50% of homemade travel agencies have sales that range from $25,000 to $250,000 annually. That makes travel a smart choice. According to Home Business Magazine and the U.S. Department of Labor, home-based businesses generate $427 billion in revenue each year for families just like yours. 18 million Americans are taking advantage of the extra income, freedom, and tax advantages of owning a home-based business. Why not you? Entrepreneur and billionaire Warren Buffett says, what you do should be your hobby, but what the world does, that should be your business. You and the people you know are already buying their travel online. And when given the choice of booking from a faceless corporate website or you, you win every time. See, you can always go online and find a deal on one of those other highly advertised sites, but they won't pay you when you buy your vacation or travel. Has Expedia ever sent you a check for taking a vacation? We do. First Travel Alliance will send you a check for 60% of the commission that they receive when you book your vacation. And there's no limit to the number of trips that can be booked on your site, so there's no limit to how much money you can make. And there are tremendous benefits to being a part of the travel industry. With our training, you can take your business to another level. We want you to learn about vendors, destinations, and resorts so you can sell more travel and make more money. And the possibilities for discounted travel are endless. Destinations, resorts, and cruise lines want you to learn about them. They make it very affordable for you to stay, and they roll out their red carpet so you experience the best they have to offer. Trips like Tahiti, 5 days in a 5-star all-inclusive resort for $549. Well, that's a savings of 83%. Or a cruise to the Red Sea for $299. Even a complimentary 12-day cruise. That makes it easy for you to travel more often and tell more people about the great vacation you just took. And you do that already, right? We tell people about our vacations and exciting places we went, so it's time you get paid for it. But I bet you're wondering how we compare. We're talking about the same cruise, the same hotels, the same trips and rental cars offered everywhere else. This example shows the Peabody in Orlando, Florida. Only $436 for 3 days and 2 nights, including round-trip airfare, taxes, and fees in this gorgeous 4.5-star hotel. Now, you could book this on another site and pay the same price, but First Travel Alliance sends you a check for $52.38. Or how about a cruise booking? Two people paying $1,150 for a cruise they were going to take anyway would give you a commission of $110.40. What if you had a family who was looking to do a reunion cruise or a wedding party? A group of 22 people would give you a whopping commission of $1,056. Plus, when you book groups, cruise lines offer a free cabin to travel agents booking the trip. In this case, once 10 cabins were sold, you go for free. Aside the obvious personal benefits, think about this. If just 10 of your friends and family book their yearly vacation with you rather than one of those other sites, how much could you earn? So, starting your own online travel business makes a lot of sense. But you have to hire someone to build and maintain your site, find reputable vendors and product suppliers, take classes, get licensed, and insured. Well, that's going to cost you both time and money. See, we have all that covered. We've already built the site and have fantastic long-term relationships with all the vendors. And we maintain your site, too, so you never have to worry about having the best prices and the latest deals. The travel program is only $199 one time and then $50 a month for hosting and maintenance. That's just $1.68 per day, and the possibilities are endless. And if you join now, for a limited time, we'll train you for free. We will give you a class that's valued at $150 for free. This training will teach you all about booking travel so you make more money. And the only thing that would make your business better is if it had no overhead and no monthly fees, right? Well, simply find three smart, sharp people who want to make money just like you. When they purchase the travel program, your $50 monthly fee is waived. Now your business is free. Simply refer three and yours is free. In closing, let's just recap. We pay you 60% of the commission generated by your site on travel, shopping, services, and more. And we take care of everything. We maintain the vendor relationships, have a fulfillment center for your travel customers' purchases, and automated commission tracking. Wondering how to get started? Well, you're already in our business, and so are all your friends and family. You already use the internet, take vacations, and go to concerts and sporting events. You already buy airline tickets, use rental cars, and shop online. And so does everyone else. But you're not getting paid for it. And that's something you can change right now. It just makes sense. And we believe that if something is common sense and business sense, then it just makes perfect sense. Don't get left behind. Get back to the person who thought enough of you to send you to this presentation and get started today. So, what are you waiting for? Opportunities don't go away. They just go on to someone else. Don't miss this one.
All right. So, if you hear what you like, all you got to do is text us at 252-406-0774, or you can call us on that same number, and we'd be more than happy to get you started today. Well, hey, until tomorrow morning, God bless you. And I hope you enjoyed our show today, and may you have a wonderful day.